Well, Scotty, what do you got uplifting for your story?
Well, mine is not as dark, I'll tell you that. It's been a really, really hot summer all over the country, and really, really hot. And I've thought about this a million times, from going to baseball games and other sporting events when it's really hot. How about the guy inside the costume, the mascot costume?
Oh, yeah.
It's 150 degrees in there, and he has no way to see out of it or anything.
Well, you can see out of it. But
you can't really breathe out of it very well. I mean, it's a mess.
Yeah.
So the question was, what do you guys do to keep cool during this? According to Tom Burgoyne, a right-hand man to the Philly Fanatic, a simple cocktail of vodka and water is the newest fad in keeping mascots from smelling. So now a big thing in the mascot world is vodka and water. Said you put in half and half, maybe a third of vodka for rest water, put it in a squeegee bottle, and you spray it on their heads. He explains that spraying the water and vodka mix on the person's head inside the mascot is for essentially the ability to cool down for just a moment, if not for a little while longer. So not necessarily the suit itself is the stenchy thing, but they are. So at any rate, that's what he's doing. He said if we're using cheap vodka to mask the stench inside the mascot suit, there is truly no telling just how bad things smell inside that. Says for the suit itself, it weighs 35 pounds. Says it's not ventilated, nor does it have any built-in fans to circulate the air around. You're just stuck inside that 35-pound suit, and you're running around ballparks, and it's 100 degrees. So, yeah, vodka and water seems to do the trick. I'm not recommending you do that in the hot sun, by the way. Just saying it works for these guys.
The bigger question is, if they just didn't put the suit on at all that day, would anyone miss them?
No.
You know, that's a great question. I just feel bad for those people. I mean, you know.
Well, I believe I'm the only one on this show who has actually donned one of those mascots.
Yeah, for Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A cow. It's miserable.
Yeah.
On a hot day? Well, we're in Texas. Everything's a hot day. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, what do you do in that case? I mean, how long are you in that thing?
30 minutes to an hour.
Now you get a break. You have to take the head off and rehydrate?
Yeah.
And then you're back out there again?
Yep.
Wow.
Okay.
Good thing you studied hard, David.
We don't have time to get to my story. We had too much uplifting stuff there with suicides and being hot in a costume. Actually, my story wasn't much better, to be honest. It was about a drug kingpin. But I can share that with you because it's actually kind of cool.
Yeah, better.
And Nimrod's in the news. Coming up.